From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, this is Alan Cairns welcoming you to Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you listening in today. We do appreciate you taking this time day by day to spend with us around the Word of God. And I trust that the Lord has been blessing to your heart. Our subject for this week from Colossians 1, 28 and 29, namely, laboring to produce fully mature Christians. I trust you'll stay with us as in a few minutes we return to that subject. But first, our daily devotional Bible reading for today comes from Numbers chapter 27 and verse 5 on the subject of Christ our Mediator. We read in Numbers 27:5, Moses brought their cause before the Lord. What strong faith the five daughters of Zelophehad exhibited in the promise of God to Israel concerning the land of Canaan. Though that land was yet unconquered, they petitioned for a share in it as if it were already their own. Such confidence was not presumptuous. Had not God covenanted to give Israel that inheritance? They knew that he would never break his covenant. They had faith also in the power of God. They knew that the land was inhabited by fierce tribes and mighty giants, yet they believed that God would fight for his people. Here were young women who were truly five wise virgins. They were not living for the present, but had a clear eye to the future. The wilderness was not home to them. They relished the thought of the land flowing with milk and honey. What they had heard of stirred their souls. The grapes of Eshcol, the pomegranates, the olives, the well-watered soil, a veritable paradise compared to the barren wilderness they were traversing. With the eye of faith, they could see themselves safely settled, their journey finally ended. These maidens knew that there was only one way to obtain an inheritance in the land, through the intervention of a mediator. Knowing that they had no right of their own, no merit to entitle them to a portion in Canaan, they approached Moses, the man of God, and he brought their cause before the Lord. Their cause may have seemed in some ways a hopeless one. Their father had died in the wilderness. Since they had no brothers, there was no one to claim the forfeited inheritance for them. Their only hope was to go to Moses and have him plead for them before God. Likewise, it is the mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who secures the heavenly land for sinners. Christ is the door. Enter into him today and look forward to that inheritance which Peter says is incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away. Our thought for the day comes from C.H. Spurgeon. He said, I have a great need for Christ. I have a great Christ for my need.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father.
Great is my
Regular listeners to Let the Bible Speak will know that here on the program, we like to offer some good and helpful literature. Some time ago, we had a special offer of one of my books, and for a while now, we're making a very particular offer of a book entitled God's Unfailing Purpose, The Message of Daniel. It's by my associate pastor, Dr. Michael Barrett, and it answers the question, where is God? A question often asked by skeptics, scoffers, and even by troubled believers. Trials and tribulations of one sort or another crowd people's daily lives. Corruption, conflict, and catastrophe seem to command the world scene. And in the middle of all this comes the question, where is God? There is a new heresy abroad in many parts of the professing church. It's called open theism. It has the idea that God is a good God, God is a caring God, but he is always reacting to what is happening in the world. He is not the God of providential purpose and unfailing control. Dr. Barrett's book, God's Unfailing Purpose, the message of the book of Daniel, shows that God, our Savior, is the God of history, and he's the God of prophecy. And therefore, he is also the great God of the present, the one who is in complete control. So the message of the book of Daniel simply is, not to worry. The Lord has everything under control. Now, you can receive your free copy of God's Unfailing Purpose while our supplies last by writing to us here at Let the Bible Speak. So we look forward to hearing from you. And we'd be happy to send you not only God's Unfailing Purpose, but any of the other pieces of literature that we advertise here in the broadcast from time to time. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is freepres@freepres.org. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-877-LTBS. 1-866-877-5827. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll be glad to send you Dr. Mike Barrett's book, God's Unfailing Purpose, The Message of the Book of Daniel. Turning now again to Colossians chapter 1, verses 28 and 29, to consider the subject, laboring to produce fully mature Christians, we return to Paul's emphasis on the method that he used. We have looked at the message and the place that it has in the maturing of God's people. Now the method, and it's preaching or proclaiming, then warning, and then admonishing, and then teaching in all wisdom. That's what we're taking up today as we summarize the method, and then we proceed to think of the motivation here set before us. So let's turn now to Colossians chapter 1, laboring to produce fully mature Christians. Teaching every man, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. That's obviously not accidental. There's something more than stylistic, that's more than something stylistic here. There's something important, something that Paul wants to get through to us. Again, in the context, he's dealing with a heresy that was seeking to create an elite in the church. The heretics presented a subtle message that they spoke of as being one of superior knowledge, superior light. It was for an enlightened elite. It was for an inside group. And Paul throws all that away. And he looks at the church as a whole and he says, the gospel is for every man.
there are no second-class citizens in the kingdom of God. The gospel is for every man in God's church. That's universality. But I want you to notice this. It also stresses individuality. In other words, Paul is saying, I'm not just speaking to the Colossians. I'm speaking to you. And I think I'm not going too far when I say that's exactly the message the Lord brings to you today. This is not just generally talking about Christians coming to full maturity in Christ. This is God talking to you individually, personally. This is the Lord, and if He gives a word of encouragement, for you He gives it. For you He gives the word of warning. For you He gives the admonition. This is individual, and this is Paul's method. Notice his motivation in it. At the end of verse 26, he says, I do this that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Now the word perfect here does not mean sinless perfection, as many perfectionists, as they call themselves, would like to insinuate. It means rather mature or entire or wholehearted. For example, Matthew 5 verse 48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. There is no way on earth that there's any man as morally perfect as God. That's impossible. And that's not what's being commanded. But in the context, you'll see the Lord Jesus is talking about the perfectly entire and complete way in which God deals with people. And the Lord Jesus is saying, you be the same. He's talking about a maturity, an entirety, a wholeheartedness. If you turn back with me to Ephesians chapter 4, for example, you'll find he explains this in some detail. Verse 11, let's start. This is speaking about what the risen Christ, exalted Christ, has done for His church. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. For, now that word for is not the same word as at the beginning of verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come unto the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and unto a perfect man, and unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, etc. What's he talking about here? He's saying this is perfection. It's growing from childhood to adulthood. It's growing to full maturity. Maturity of mind, maturity of faith, maturity of heart, maturity of service. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 5 and see how Paul puts it there. We'll start at verse 11. Speaking of Melchizedek, he says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered. Why are they hard to be uttered? Seeing ye are dull of hearing. Why are they dull of hearing? Okay, verse 12. For when, for the time, ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. This is what he's talking about. Paul is telling the Colossian Christians here, my motivation in all that I am doing and preaching among you, all my labor among you, it's for this, that I may present you as fully mature Christians. It's great to see newborn babes. It's great to see new Christians. It's a wonderful thing to see people who have just left darkness and come into light. As I told the church at prayer meeting, I was talking to a man in my study the other day who came by to tell me of how listening to radio sermons on WMUU at 5:40 a.m. driving his truck, and then getting tapes from the church and listening to those and coming under conviction of sin, getting out of his truck and getting by the side of the road to cry to God for forgiveness and for God's grace and for Christ to come and indwell his heart. That's a wonderful thing to hear. It's a wonderful thing to see. A new Christian. But I'll tell you what's not wonderful. When the babies should have produced to proceeded to adolescence, and the adolescent should have gone on proceeding on to adulthood, but they haven't, that is not good to see. And here's the tragedy that Paul is seeking to avert in the Colossian church, and men and women, we must seek to avert it in our church. And that is having 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 year old spiritual babies. People who have never grown in grace, never grown in faith, never grown in their understanding of the gospel. What a tragedy that is. We're here on Mother's Day. Every mother knows here, when you bring that baby into the world, you watch it like a hawk. If it's not growing the way you think it ought to grow, you're scared. If there's something doesn't seem to be working as you think it ought to be working, you're scared. You're away to the physician immediately. What's happening here? Is there anything we can do about it? And when you're told there's nothing we can do about it, this baby will remain a baby to the day he dies. It's one of the greatest heartbreaks a mother or a father can ever have. Spiritually, it's just the same. Paul says, I'm laboring, brethren, to see you become fully mature. He instructed the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 14:20, brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. You see, and this is the difference between the spiritual and the physical world. That little baby's born with something wrong, and the body or the brain will not develop. There's not a thing in the world that the child can do about it. But for the most part, in almost every case, immature Christians remain immature. They remain babes by willful, carnal action. That's why when writing to the Corinthians, Paul equates babiness and carnality. They go together. In other words, what I'm telling you is this. You may be a fully mature Christian. There's nothing in this world to stop you being a fully mature Christian if you are a Christian at all. There's nothing to stop you being a fully mature Christian except carnality. And that brings us back to the warning. Oh, be warned. There are great issues at stake here. I don't want to get off on a tangent and spend too much time on the illustrations. But over the years, I've dealt with people who, for their own reasons, did not go through with God. Then they rear their own children. And when the children start showing signs, worrying signs, of wickedness or worldliness, then the parents want to command holiness. Can't do it, you know. You can't do it. And I've often marveled the people who in their own lives have been living in carnality wonder why their children also follow suit. Let me tell you, there are huge consequences to carnality. You may be saved by the skin of your teeth, because you're not saved by how well you perform. You're saved by the absolute righteousness and merit of Christ. But it's not for nothing, Paul says, I am striving that you may become fully mature. There's a lot riding on it. Young people, make sure you will take the words of the psalmist. What shall I render unto the Lord? Psalm 116. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows now unto the Lord in the presence of all his people. Go through with God. If there's anything or anybody standing between you and fully obeying the Lord, then get rid of that thing. Avoid like the plague anything that is standing between you and going through with God. Paul says, that's what I'm laboring for.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.